Welcome to Season 3, Episode 3 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the sin of Nadab and Abihu. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about our topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. Chapter 6 through 10 in Leviticus focus on the priests. This section begins by describing the role of the priest in each of the five offerings that we talked about last week. After that, we have the first of two events recorded in the book, the consecration of Aaron and his sons, followed by the sacrifices and then the sin of Nadab and Abihu. In this episode, we're going to be focusing on the sin of Nadab and Abihu and what lessons we can learn from it. So let's begin by reading the text, Leviticus 10, verses 1 through 3. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective fire pans and after putting fire in them, placed incense on it and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "It is what the Lord spoke, saying, 'By those who come near me, I will be treated as holy, and before all the people I will be honored.' So Aaron, therefore, kept silent." Now, a little bit of background leading up to this. It is important that we understand that the end of chapter 9 describes an exciting and awe-inspiring time for the nation. Chapter 9 of Leviticus, verses 22 through 24, says, "Then Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them, and he stepped down after making the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, and when they came out and blessed the people, the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Then fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the portions of the fat on the altar, and when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces." The tabernacle had been built, the priests had been anointed, the sacrifices were being offered, and God showed his approval of all of this by sending down fire from above and consuming the burnt offering on the altar. But the example of Nadab and Abihu reminds us that excitement and emotion do not eliminate the need to carefully follow God's instructions. Their sin immediately followed that event where God showed his approval and the people fell down before the Lord. Their sin, it's important that we understand what it was that they did. Nadab and Abihu's sin involved offering strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them, chapter 10 and verse 1. At first, fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offering, chapter 9 and verse 24. That showed God's approval of the proceedings and what was being done. Immediately after that, fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, chapter 10 and verse 2, clearly showing God's disapproval of their actions. Their sin was lawlessness, doing something for which they had no authority. Moses indicated that by acting in this way, they failed to treat God as holy. Notice what he said in verse 3, "It is what the Lord spoke, saying, 'By those who come near me, I will be treated as holy, and before all the people, I will be honored.'" After Nadab and Abihu were taken outside of the camp, Aaron and his other sons were warned not to mourn and not to leave the tabernacle after what had happened, chapter 10, verses 4 through 7. Now the application for us. Many will argue that as long as the Scriptures do not specifically condemn a particular practice, then we are permitted to do that. This argument is made when it comes to instrumental music in worship. They say, well, God hasn't said that we are not to use instruments, and so we must be permitted to do that. Sometimes churches will build what they call fellowship halls for having social meals and things like that as part of the work of the church. And they'll say, well, it's not condemned anywhere in the Bible, so we can do it. But we learn from the example of Nadab and Abihu that God's silence should not immediately be interpreted as permission. When God has specified something to be done, everything else in that category is prohibited. This principle is stated by the writer of Hebrews in discussing the priesthood of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 7, verses 12 through 14, he said, "For when the priesthood is changed, of necessity there takes place a change of law also. For the one concerning whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no one has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, a tribe with reference to which Moses spoke nothing concerning priests. The strange fire that Nadab and Abihu offered was condemned because God had not commanded them to use it, chapter 10 and verse 1, not because there was a specific prohibition against the particular fire source they used, just because God had not commanded them. By not being careful to do what God said to do in the way he said to do it, Nadab and Abihu failed to treat God as holy, chapter 10 and verse 3. And we do the same today. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Just as Nadab and Abihu were condemned for doing something in service to God for which they had no authority, Jesus said the same will happen for us. We cannot allow emotions, convenience, or preference to determine what we do in religion. We must be able to cite book, chapter, and verse for our authority. If we do this, we can be confident that the Lord will be pleased with the service that we're offering to him. If we do not do this, we are warned by the example of Nadab and Abihu that he will not accept the worship and the service that we offer to him. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we're going to be talking about cleanliness laws in the book of Leviticus. Until then, I hope you have a great week.